Third hour, wide open. Man, that was such a blast. Such a blast. The Good Brothers coming in. Let me tell you about those bros. Those bros are pros. That was so fun. I knew that would be good. I'd been looking forward to that for a long time. There was no doubt in my mind that would be good. But you never know until you actually do it. And Carl Anderson has been really good to us for a long time. Carl Anderson always tweets about the program and will show pictures of him and Baby Cash watching the show when they can. And I knew Luke was a really good dude. But you never know until you sit down. Just like I'm sure they didn't know until they sat down. And then it just was so much better than I even expected. And I knew it would be good. I knew it would be great. I didn't doubt that for a second. But it was so much better. Now, what I am curious about, I'm curious about your reaction. Because as I started off, I told the story that Carl got a tweet from some clone who said, "Hey, man, you know, like golf. Golf is boring, but golf is at least a sport. Man, but what you guys do is fake. Come on, Rome, get control of your show." And then Carl's response was, 41 followers. We're good. So I'm curious, if you kind of had that mindset coming in, like, I'm not about this. I don't want to watch this. You know, what do you think? When you see guys like that show up, man, they're great. They've got amazing energy, sound great, look great, all about it. What's your reaction? And how about the Canadian bros taking a run at those guys? Tyler, Matt, bros, listen. I'm all about the jungle. Do whatever you want. Take a run at whoever you want. I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm not even saying you can't come in and crack my guests. Hell, look at Brad. Like, I need guest hosts so I can take time off. And Brad comes in and murders them every single time. And I'm not going to put a stop to that. Do what you want. But if you're going to come in and take a run at a couple of dudes who are good dudes, who've got nothing but respect for the process and the show, man, you got to come stronger than that. You got to do better than that. So what's your reaction? Did you like that? Did you love that? Did you not like that? What'd you think about that? Like this guy, Zimzy, at Zimzy, tweets, "I'm no fan of pro wrestling and was all set with snark about how this interview is the first thing those guys have done in their professional lives that wasn't scripted. But what a fantastic interview with the Good Brothers. Great stories, great candid answers." That's what I'm saying. If you got an open mind, and that guy's saying, "I did not have an open mind. I couldn't wait to light these guys up, but then I sat there and I watched them, and I can't. I got to give you credit for all the reasons he just said, man." These guys showed up, unbelievable energy, wanted to be here. We're in the process. Let me tell you, if every single guest I had showed up like that, this show would be even more amazing than it is. But that's what makes them so unique. Everybody doesn't show up like that. In fact, most guys do not show up like that. That's why that was so good. And they got their pump in before they showed up. They went to a Planet Fitness. How about that? Those dudes hit Planet Fitness. Now, if I'm not mistaken about Planet Fitness, isn't Planet Fitness, and full transparency again, I'm about the Peloton life. I'm about the Peloton life. That's what I recommend to you, getting a Peloton bike. That's what I do. Anyway, these guys go to Planet Fitness. I've seen their commercials. Aren't they like a no-judgment zone? Are there even weights in a Planet Fitness? And that's where those guys went before this show. And one more thing about those guys. They're not here for an event. They're not here for anything WWE related, I don't think. I think they're here personally. They were here for a wedding. And because there was a wedding not far away, they got a hotel near our studio and wanted to come in. That was totally personal. Another reason to love these guys. That was not something set up by, quote, their people. That was personal. They came in on their own time and brought the family in. However, they got their morning pump in before the show at Planet Fitness. And the only thing better, I mean, I wonder what it was like when people there saw them. The no judgment zone. The no judgment zone is to keep guys like that out of there, right? You know, dudes who are really fit and really strong. I don't know. I've never been to a Planet Fitness. However, not only did they get their pump in before the show, they got their tan in before the show. Like, no, dude, we're going on TV. Let's go get our tan too. Man, I love those bros. I can't wait to see the Good Brothers again. Carl Anderson went to the Cincinnati tour stop with his mom. That, in case you missed it, that transparency I held up was the pass. He went to a tour stop, brought his mother, and she kept the tickets. It's incredible. At Famous Mailman 23 tweets, that interview was the perfect way to get back into the jungle after 2 years away. Legendary war hashtag good brothers. Yeah, if you haven't seen the show for a while and you just dropped in on that, that'd be pretty cool. At Todriff Nicholas tweets, the good brothers just went jungle legend. These guys are absolute genuine human beings. Keep being good, brothers. One more thing about those guys. That was not like an act. That was not like some wrestling shtick that when the light went on, they turned it on. And when the light went off, they turned it off. From the second they walked in this building, those guys were acting like that. And they acted like that all the way before the interview started, through the commercial breaks, during the interview. Like, they didn't change at all. They didn't turn on and off. And when the segment was over and I had to kind of get back and get ready for hour number three, and I'm doing my thing and I make a few notes and looking at what the log says, I look over, they're still hugging it out with the XR4TI. Super personal. And Rich Kane tweets, I'm not into the WWE anymore, but those brothers were great. Very entertaining. They could have carried a full hour, I'm sure. No, those good brothers could have carried 3 hours. In fact, what I should have done was slept until like 8:30, rolled in here at 8:45, got some man cake, and just turned the good brothers loose. They would have done the show for 3 hours. At Squirrel 2 tweets, I haven't watched wrestling in 20 years, but may tune into WWE because of Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. These dudes are awesome. Drew in West LA is in. Please ask these guys to body slam Hawk through your desk. Thanks. One problem. Good brother Carl loves Hawk. Like, they're boys. They're boy. Like, he loves them. Like, those two dudes, I don't want to give up the good brother. I shouldn't do it. They made it pretty clear, right? They don't like Stooges. Hopefully the good brother won't be upset if I say this. Like, the good brother and Hawk text back and forth. Like, they've got that kind of relationship based on respect. Well, Hawk is in awe of the good brother and idolizes him. But the good brother, for some reason, and I can't figure out why, he respects Hawk. Hawk's like, yeah, wait till I start broing it up with Luke. I don't know, bro. I wouldn't push your luck. Dude, how about those nerd blasts? That was Luke Gallows with a nerd blast on the Canadian Bros. He broke the mic. I think he broke the mic. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Hawk, really quickly, put on the headphones. I know you don't have a mic. Good. Best thing that ever happened. Carl ended up with Hawk's mic. So I can't talk to Hawk, which is probably a good thing. This is how we jerry-rig this place. We're not used to having two guests in at one time. It's not a good brother. It's a good brother's
brother.
All right, so setting up that last hour, let me clear the phones out. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Hawk, you're not a good brother. You're not even good at anything.
Brother.
But you are the EP. Bro, you're beaming. You're beaming. Was that the highlight of your Rome show existence?
It was just so good. It was awesome. It was great radio. I love those guys, man. They came in with all this energy.
Were they on market and on topic?
Yeah, they were all of the above because I just like guys that want to be here and love the show. They have history with it. They were fun. They told great stories. Carl Anderson told a story about pooping his pants. Luke Gallows nerd blasted the Canadians and me. Like, that was fun. That's fun to listen to in your car. And if I was a listener, I would have loved that.
You got any backstories? I don't want to stooge, but God, these guys, they were so happy, man, and so, like, great presence, great show. Baby Cash even has that.
Baby Cash is the best, and as a father of a new son, I can't wait till my son is 6 months and is that smiley. That was great. That was cool. Carl's wife, Christine, was great. WWE was awesome. And it was just great having them in because I honestly think that they connected with the show through the simulcast because they started watching it on TV after they couldn't find it in their market. And then he started tweeting the show like crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think about that? Like, they couldn't find it in their market and they do travel 250 days out of the year. But isn't it funny that it took that long for us to connect with Carl when he was going to tour stops back in the day with his mother?
Yes.
Like, I wonder what took so long. Why did this not happen sooner?
I don't know. I mean, but I think it's cool because Carl got to the WWE 2 years ago with Luke, and then our simulcast.
They were in Japan for a long time.
Yeah, and then our simulcast came on a year and a half ago, and then it all just comes full circle like that. Like, this show being on TV has put us in all these different houses, and, you know, you got guys like, I forget.
Guys you've never heard of.
Yeah, what was that guy? The
Larry
boxer.
Holmes?
Yeah, him.
What was that guy? You mean the guy who was the heavyweight champion in the world for 7 years? You mean that guy?
Yeah. Barry Holmes and...
Did you just say Larry Holmes?
Sorry, Larry Holmes and Digger Phelps. And yeah, it's
Barry
just great.
Barry Holmes.
It's great what the simulcast does. Nigel Morgan.
Larry Bonds, Barry Holmes. Nigel. Yeah, Nigel was good.
Spud Webb for a second.
Was that really Spud Webb or was that a fake Spud Webb?
We don't know. But, I mean, it's cool being on TV and it's cool that it led to Carl and Luke coming in today. This was a simulcast thing. It's a reason to celebrate the simulcast, in my opinion. Yeah, I'm jacked up, for sure.
Yeah, you are. You are jacked up. All right, good job. Way to go. I don't say that very often to you, Hawk, because you just don't deserve it. But good job. Way to go. Good job. Way to go. Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. This is why you got to keep an open mind. Don't decide. Like, if I put somebody on, there's a reason I'm putting somebody on. We don't put people on just put people on. We don't put people on to suck real estate. If we're putting somebody on, it's for a good reason. So keep an open mind about these things. Don't decide you hate something that you don't know. Speaking of hating something, apparently Matt Kuchar's taken some heat at Riv already. This guy's got to be like, well, wait a minute. 2 days ago, everybody loved me, and now they're booing me at Riv, of all places? What did I do? I've got an update on that story. Matt Kuchar. Doubling down and now tripling down and still not getting it. That's coming up, and our phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. Albie's week that was. Hey, by the way, that's become a big-time thing. You know how I know? I did liners, station liners, network liners, promoting the week that was. Never done that before. So get ready for it. I promise you that will air here. Not live on the web, but that will air here today. The ATP is coming up later on. And the update on Matt Kuchar being cheap and people all of a sudden hating him. That's coming up next. Also, hey, how about this? My man Steve Smith, 89, disrespected. If you were to say to me, hey, Rome, give me a short list of athletes that you never, ever want to disrespect, 89 would be right near, if not at the top of the list. 89. But he just got disrespected. And I want to get into that if I have time. All-Star Weekend related. All that's still ahead. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
PGA Tour on CBS wraps up its West Coast swing here in SoCal at Riviera Country Club. Coming off that big win at Pebble, Phil Mickelson joins the world's best, including Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, defending champ Bubba Watson, and of course the cat, Tiger Woods. Matt Kuchar is actually playing pretty well, considering people were out there trying to hate on him. The Genesis Open this weekend on CBS. All right, some big news, breaking news. Charles Robinson tweets, in a stunning move, strongly signaling a financial settlement between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL, Yahoo Sports has learned the QB has withdrawn his collusion complaint against the NFL. Sources previously said Kaepernick would only withdraw if a lucrative settlement was secured. Obviously, then, the NFL is settled. He was not going to withdraw unless the NFL settled. A lucrative settlement. Mark Garagos, the lawyer, issued this statement, and I quote, "For the past several months, counsel for Mr. Kaepernick and Mr. Reed have engaged in an ongoing dialogue with representatives of the NFL. As a result of those discussions, the parties have decided to resolve the pending grievances. The resolution of this matter is a subject to a confidentiality agreement, so there will be no further comment by any party. So don't expect to get any details unless they're leaked accordingly. The league then settles. That's what this is. He was not going to withdraw the grievance unless there was a lucrative settlement. So obviously, the league has settled. With that confidentiality agreement in place that Garagos referenced, it's hard to know exactly what went down. The NFLPA also has a statement. The NFLPA statement reads, quote, "Today we were informed by the NFL of the settlement of the Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed collusion cases. We are not privy to the details of the settlement, but support the decision by the players and their counsel. We continuously support Colin and Eric from the start of their protests, participated with their lawyers throughout their legal proceedings, and were prepared to participate in the upcoming trial in pursuit of both truth and justice for what we believe the NFL and its clubs did to them. We are glad that Eric has earned a job and a new contract, and we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well." End quote. So Reed signed a 3-year deal. Kaepernick does not have a deal, but there is a settlement in place, and it would stand to reason that there's going to be a big settlement, a lot of money. I'm not sure how much, but there's going to be a lot. And then there's this, and this is what I had been talking about. This is what I said was possible. This is what I had pushed for. Pro Football Talk tweets, report, Antonio Brown reverses course, will meet with Steelers owner. Good. And not good because I want to be right, although it's nice to be right. Good. This was my point about Antonio Brown. There was not a better situation out there than the one he had in Pittsburgh. I'm not saying that there weren't issues. I'm not saying that it wasn't all his fault. Or I'm not saying that it was all his fault. I'm saying, what are you looking for? What's a better situation than having a Hall of Fame quarterback throw the football to you, having a Pro Bowl wide receiver on the other side of you, and pretty much getting to do whatever you want, whenever you want? What was going to be better than that? And no, Pittsburgh was not better off without Antonio Brown because he's good for 100 receptions and 1,200 yards and 15 touchdowns a year. They were not better off without each other. So this doesn't mean that it's going to work out, but at least Antonio came to his senses, and the team is going to allow it, and it looks like they'll have a talk. Good. Good. And as far as the NFL and Colin Kaepernick, obviously the NFL didn't think they were going to beat Cap in court, or they don't settle, right? And because they settle, nothing gets out there. We don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on because of a confidentiality agreement. So that's the latest there. A settlement between the two sides. We don't know anything as it relates to it other than there was probably a hell of a lot of money involved. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so we talked about the good brothers. And then there was a good sister. The good sister is Carl's mother. Carl Anderson, in case you missed it, he is one of the Good Brothers, a WWE tag team superstar. He and Luke Gallows came in, and Carl told this amazing story about how he actually attended tour stop number 30, I think, in Cincinnati in 2004. Not only attended, but brought his mother. And Luke Gallows said that makes his mother a good sister. And look who we found. The good sister is actually on the phone. Let's go to Cincinnati. Raina, who is Carl Anderson's mother, and now we know a good sister, joins us. Raina, it's so good to have you on. How are you?
I am fine. That was a great interview. Exciting. Very exciting.
Oh, that was so fun. That was so fun. You got to be so proud of the good brother.
Yeah, he's just a great kid. Like I said, when he took me to the show, it was at Xavier University. I still remember. And he said, we're going to go to the Jim Rohn show. I said, well, okay. I said, I don't know what it is, but I'm going. I'm in.
Oh, you are a good sister. You are a good sister. Let me ask you, when he said to you, we have to go to the Jim Rohn show at Xavier, did you have any idea who I was and what you were going to?
I didn't know what I was going to. He just said, this is where I'm doing it. And he says, Mom, you're going to love it. I love sports. So he knew that. It was great. I was like in awe. I was like, this is great. I love it.
Yeah, it was fun. There was nothing like that back in the day. And remember that day. Good sister. It was raining, wasn't it? It was raining hard that day.
I can't remember the weather, but it was fun. It was just awesome. And he's worked so hard. And that interview showed it. He started out, I remember going with him down to Georgetown. He went to L.A. He had no money. I sent him cans of tuna. My brother went out there. He hadn't eaten in days. My brother just fed him, Ken. It was just, yeah.
God, that's such a great story. It was that hard. It was that hard on the way up. He said, so you sent him cans of tuna. He also made it sound like you fed him drinks. Was that true?
I probably did. I probably did that day at Jim Rohn, probably.
So, That's super. So yeah. did you watch the interview on TV today, or did you listen on the radio?
Yes, I'm in Cincinnati watching his other three.
So how about your grandson? How about your grandson?
Oh, he's a
Cash.
Cutie pie. Yeah, he is a cutie pie. Yeah. It's I'm just proud of him. He loves Jim Rohn. He loves your show. It's just awesome.
We love him too. And you should be proud of him. What a great story. He is such a good dude. He is such a good guy. And you are a good sister, Raina. It's so nice to have you on.
Oh, it's great. It's great. And Chad has a family support. My mom's 93. Whenever he's in Detroit wrestling, he goes and spends the night with her.
Isn't that nice?
He's just a great guy.
So. He's a great dude. So good to have you on, Raina. Listen, thank you so much. Really nice to meet you. I'm glad you came to the tour stop, and that was fun. Really good to talk to you.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, you have a great day. Okay, Raina is the good sister. See, man, I never liked this phrase. I always think it's kind of corny. But Carl's good people. He goes to see his grandmother in Detroit and spends the day there when he wrestles there. I love what she just said, though. Like, on the way up, I used to drive him to his events, and he had nothing. I would give him cans of tuna. He had nothing to eat. The good brother pulled himself up by the bootstraps. The good brother had to earn everything he has. Luke Gallo's story was so great about when he was playing college football, and he was trying to wrestle locally, and he put a mask on so nobody would know it was him. But one of the guys on the team stooged him out, and the coach came and said, you got to make up your mind now. You want to be Ric Flair, or you want to be a football player? He's like, well, I want to be Ric Flair. I'm out of here. But he was making $10 a show. All right, we're coming right back. When we do, I've got the update on Kuchar, who's actually playing all right today. Now, my man is like living in his own private Idaho. He's got no idea. If he's playing that well, he either has an amazing ability to compartmentalize, or he still thinks that he did nothing wrong. That's next. Alvin's Week That Was upcoming. Been an amazing... ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. That's the pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Today's question is from Tony. Jumpman, you have mentioned that you used to have a vacation home in Montana. I am planning a family vacation to Montana in June. What places to visit in Montana do you recommend as must-see places? All right, so Montana is an enormous state. It's a gigantic state. When we had a home, in Big Sky. So we stayed pretty much in that area. So Big Sky was awesome. We love Big Sky. Bozeman is where Montana State is, I believe. Let me confirm that for you really quick. Bozeman is an awesome town. Bozeman, I would fly into Bozeman, And then the drive to Big Sky was maybe 45 minutes or an hour, depending on the weather. So Bozeman is a super cool town, kind of an eclectic town, a little college town, but an amazing place, great eating, great shopping. Big Sky was super. My personal favorite outside of those areas was Livingston. Livingston, kind of windy, but a lot of, I mean, wide open, gigantic farms. Livingston was really fun. We used to go to the rodeo in Livingston. Yellowstone, you want to go to. National Park is amazing. The one place where I never went that people rave about is Whitefish. There's a lot of people, famous people in Whitefish, that they can, you can go anywhere you want, and then they choose to go to Whitefish. I used to talk to Drew Bledsoe. He had a place in Whitefish. I know way, way, way back in the day when I used to interview Howie Long all the time before we had our house in Montana. He'd spent a lot of time in Montana. I want to say maybe Kalispell, but I'm not sure. You can't go wrong. The state's incredible. I miss it. We loved Montana. But we have a new favorite state now. Wisconsin. Freaking Wisco. I'll be telling you Wisconsin stories soon enough, I'm sure. All right, so really quickly. You know, far be it for me to... Now, you know what I want to do? I want to make sure I get Alvy's week that was in first. And then whatever I have time for on the back end, I will hit, Kuchar or otherwise. Because it's been another amazing week here in the jungle. Alvin, why don't you do what you do and roll it all back? Got ourselves a tremendous Monday program. What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. It is great to be with you. Why don't we start with some football?
I'm an Alliance guy. I'm all in on the Alliance.
Yeah! Never saw the man coming.
If you tuned in, you saw some good action. If you didn't tune in, I suggest you start in week two.
My house is an Alliance house.
And I suggest you make yours too.
It's the KVN show starring Kyle Van Noy. I'm Jim Rome.
Jim, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. The KVN show. That's what I call it when I'm on the radio. So let's get it.
Kelvin Sampson.
You don't have to be their life. They have to be your life. And I've never forgotten that. And we try to make our program as much of a family atmosphere and a family experience as we can be.
Email.
Was that JaVale McGee or when Devin Powell's testicle exploded? Eric Snow's scale. I'm looking at Eric Snow. That does not look real. I mean, that can't be real, right? We're talking to John Morant.
Told me just fake sick and go to the bathroom and then come out with the Murray State gear on. And Coach Matt was actually panicking. He was like, do I need to turn the air down?
If that's your take, that he didn't kick her that hard, don't even listen to the program. Like, I'm not in the business of telling people not to listen to my show. That would be horrible for business. I'd rather you not listen.
It's good for him. It's good for the team.
Doesn't seem to make sense to bring in a guy like that when you don't really need him.
Certainly deserves another shot. We have a president in office that's done worse. I'm flaming.
Devin Still, and he is in studio.
My phone rang and it was the doctors, and I thought they was about to tell me something bad because they called me so quick, but they actually told me that they couldn't find any cancer cells in Leah's body, and it was the best moment of my life.
Major kudos and gratitude to Bob Costas. He went out the way he came in when he cared enough 40 years ago to handwrite that letter to some no-name kid cracking the book in the OC.
It's one thing to be out-schemed, quite another to be out-streamed. I'm going to open up a can of Hulu on your ass. Man, wait till they find out I've been watching Stadium. Daniel, Jeremiah's my guest.
Come in here. She's like, what's going on? Are the kids okay? And I'm like, this Trey Pipkins I'm watching this kid move right here. Wow. Dude, we've got four kids, man. Date night, that left a long time.
That train left the station a long time ago, brother. Grant in Tulsa.
Going to buy Iafredi a house.
Iafredi.
Iafredi.
Rack me, I'm out. Damn, Grant, you're good, dude. Ask you.
Emailed.
I don't think that Kyler Murray is picking getting his brain smashed in for 3 to 5 years instead of getting paid much more to chew sunflower seeds and play grab ass for 15 years. Ross Tucker, NFL.
I asked him, how'd you hear about it? Like, oh, well, there was some NFL guy was on with Jim Rome at the Super Bowl, and I heard him on Radio Row talking about this.
Roger in Mass.
With the incredible defenses that defended that team, I don't want to diminimize someone's injuries, but
you know, anytime somebody says, look, I don't want to de-minimize somebody. Somebody's about to get de-minimized. Martin Truex Jr. is my guest.
And I don't know that, you know, if I just ran somebody over to win a race, I don't know that I would feel satisfied.
Clones, I know what you think before you think it.
Email.
I'd run somebody over in order to win. Signed, Smoke. Sorry. Oh, great, Rome. John Cooper is their head coach. He joins us.
They asked me to come interview, and I'm like, holy craziness. You must be popular because I got a bunch of text messages from all over the country saying, you're going to Jim Rome show? This is unbelievable.
He's looking at his phone. All right, they're on the move. They're on the move. They're coming. They're coming. Hey, Mr. Rome, how was your dinner? Great, bro. Great. The car will be right out. Do you have a nightcap, sir? No, you're about to get one.
He might end up somewhere in a hotel room with kidneys on ice.
Jerry Tillery, what did you make of the Terry Chillery nickname?
Oh, it was terrible. It wasn't imaginative at all. He could have done something much better.
I'm fine if he has to blow mud on his linebacker to prevent a touchdown.
And that'll be enough, Rex.
It starts Cabaret, and it's the one table where you get the most eye time from the ladies coming out of the dressing room and then going to the stage. You get the most eye time in reverse order. He's double dipping.
Eddie Olczyk is my guest.
Was I scared? Absolutely. I didn't want to leave this earth way early, you know, and the thing I think that kept me going was is that the people most important to me knew how I felt about them.
Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, they are both in-house.
I don't know what the maneuver was that he took on what particular night.
Guy stomped me in the stomach.
Stomped him in the stomach. Yeah. And what was the result?
I pooped in my pants.
He pooped in his pants. Yeah. Mid-ring poop.
I went, oh no, man. I just did this. And I whispered to the guy that was wrestling, and he goes, I can smell it.
We're going to go to the Jim Rome show. I said, well, okay. I said, I don't know what it is, but I'm going. I'm in.
In market, on topic. Look at that guy. Get some rest.
Good to be home.
More to talking to you again down the road, man.
Anytime. I'd love to be on your program.
Do me a favor. Just kind of sit up.
Pay-per-view raping.
Kutcher.
Minimize.
And that'll do it.
Good night now.
Albie's Week That Was, starring, among others, the Good Brothers. All right, breaking news again. The NFL has settled with Colin Kaepernick. And because of the confidentiality agreement, we don't know the details. But we are left to speculate on how much money is involved. The NFL was not going to settle if they thought they could beat him in court. He was not going to settle or withdraw his grievance without a significant settlement. Mike Freeman, good friend of the program, NFL reporter, tweets, number NFL team officials are speculating to me is the NFL paid Kaepernick in the 60 to 80 million range. So if the speculation was he was not going to settle or withdraw his grievance without a significant settlement, I think by any definition, 60 to 80 mil would be considered a significant settlement. There you go. 1-800-636-8686. I've got time for a few more telephone calls. And here comes the flight deck. No way you end this week.
Here we are.
What's up, flight deck? James Kelly in the house.
That's right.
I'm not really sure why it is. Flight Deck will bring one in, and Batman will bring another one in. How's that work, Hawk? How do you divvy that up? Go ahead, pick that up. Explain that to me. Do they each have their brand? Do they each have their brand?
100%. So I send James Kelly in with the, like, riskier stuff that you might not like, and then I just send Keith in with the stuff that's good. Because Kelly is he's everyone's favorite. And so the ones that I might get scolded for, I send Kelly in with.
Because you think that I like James Kelly and that I probably will not react as badly, so you send in the riskier ones.
Yes, that is because James Kelly is everyone's...
dumbass, it all comes back to you. It doesn't matter who brings it in. I'm going to blame you because you quarterback that room.
Damn it.
Let's see. And then knowing that, let's see what the, quote, riskier one is. Rome, I agree with the Good Brothers. As a veteran wrestler myself, I also like to get a pump in during the mornings. Yours, Steve Garvey. Mike R. in Toronto. Because back in the day, the clones used to talk about how he pumped chicks. Oh, I get it, Hawk. know what that is, Hawk? That's like a Friday dump. Like, you bring that at the end of the Friday show. You send in the guy with the big head because you know I like him. And you think you'll just kind of slide that in and hope for the best.
You have a big dump in your pants.
And if you get away with it, y'all sit around in a big circle high-fiving each other. Wow, Hawk, you were some kind of lame. Good job, Beavis. Well done. A Steve Garvey pumping email. It's not making the show better, Hawk. And even worse, neither are you. And you work here. And I'm looking at the org chart. You're pretty high up. Let's go to Los Angeles. Bob, which I should have done the first place. It's good to have you. Bob, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Jim. I'm nervous. I'm sorry, but I had to call in on Kucha. I followed him for 12 years, and after hearing that yesterday, it really got to me. But, you know, Jim, when you watch those idiots on television and they all yell out, get in the hole, get in the hole. Well, rack me, Jim. Whenever Kucha gets on the tee now and hits one of those duck hooks or to the right and points and going out of bounds, wherever the bar or wherever I am, I'm going to be saying, get out, and follow it, and stay out of bounds until you take care of David Ortiz. But after I thought everything over, Jim, I really feel sorry for Matt Kuchar, because now we all know what's in his DNA. And we all know in future scenarios where he's out there and generosity is going to be accepted or tried, the results is going to be the same. And for all those poor people who get involved in it, I just want you to remember what the mortician said when he was in the funeral home. When another body came in, he said, just another dead stiff. And, you know, try to move on. Anyway, Jim, I'm moving on from him. And thanks for letting me dump on him, because he earned it.
No, Bob, you earned what I'm about to do to you. Rack him. Hey, Rack, Bob, that was great the way you went mid-rack on yourself. Rack me. And then continued on. Normally, rack me is at the end of the call. Like, I'm done. Rack me. But, like, you were letting me know, rack what I've done so far, but there's more where that came from. Good job, Bob. I'm proud of you. Well done. I'll rack that call three different times. My man Bob will be back on Monday. He's like, this isn't so hard. I was dominant. They like me. We do, Bob. Good job. Sincerely, Bob. Good job. Good effort. My thanks to the Good Brothers. WWE Tag Team Superstars, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Marcus Howard from Marquette, Arash Markazi, and the XR4TI. Y'all have an amazing weekend. See you back here on Monday. We're out.